If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Brandon Kiley with ESPN 101 in St. Louis. Happy to talk a little Chiefs, a little Cardinals, a little fun. BK, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. We got some severe weather out here in St. Louis right now, so if you hear the rain in the background, I apologize. I'm on my way home from my show, but doing well otherwise, C-Dot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Let's get some important questions out of the way. Where are you at with Dippin' Dots? Are you for or against Dippin' Dots?
I haven't had Dippin' Dots in a long time. I'm for it for my kid now. I'm against it for me, just not my thing.
What do you put on your hot dog?
I go relish and mustard typically for my hot dog.
Right now we're talking to BK. BK, how do you get your steak cooked?
Medium or medium rare, depending on where I'm at. If I'm at a fancy place, I'll go medium rare.
You know what? You answered all these questions correctly. I'm proud of you. You're really starting to grow up.
I didn't know if you were like baffled by the relish and mustard or if that was the exact correct answer. That could have gone either way.
No, you know, it threw me for a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to let you be you, man. I'm going to let you be you. So let's start with this. I have sensed, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, I have sensed there's a little frustration with the Cardinals right now. You guys aren't drawing the same crowds that you guys are used to. What's going on in St. Louis?
Okay, so it's kind of twofold here. One, yes, coming into the season, there was a lot of fan frustration. The direction was unclear. They decided they're going with this youth movement. I mean, we've been told this 100 times in Kansas City, right? Youth movement time for Major League Baseball. Let's go, boys. And then suddenly they like decided not to sell Ryan Helsley during the offseason, who's one of the premier closers in the game. He has 1 year left on his contract, and I would be very surprised if the Cardinals extend him. So the natural decision there is like, okay, yeah, of course, you trade that guy. They decided not to. They have a starter in Eric Fetty, who's like pretty mediocre, but he's solid. You saw him probably plenty when he was with the White Sox last year. He has 1 year left on his deal. So, yeah, trade him, right? Nope, they decided not to do that either. So the direction was unclear going into the season. And then they started out and they struggled early on and the fans were frustrated and they made that clear based on the attendance as well. And then, see, they've been playing great baseball ever since. So they have not been home in about a week and a half now. They've had a really great road trip, just took 2 out of 3 on the road at Philly, playing against a very good Phillies team. I am very curious to see what it looks like next week when the Tigers come to town and if the ballpark is something closer to full. But yeah, it's almost kind of a two-pronged approach right now. Fans, yes, very frustrated with the direction, but I think, mostly pleased with the style of play that they've seen over the last month or so.
I mean, I'm looking at the attendance. I mean, in 2023, the Cardinals were fourth in attendance, averaging over 40,000 people. If you now fast forward to 2025, they're 13th in attendance. Do you think that there is a chance that Cardinals fans are just simply spoiled? Because I'm looking at their team right now. I mean, they're a game back in the division. They're one of the teams that are in the mix in the National League. This doesn't seem like a city that should be, I don't want to say turning their back on the Cardinals, but appear to be very lukewarm on the Cardinals.
I'm going to compare it to the Chiefs, C-Dot, because, like, once you have that special all-time great player, it's really hard to go back to being just something resembling a contender. Like, the getting to the playoffs is seen as a success this year, probably, for the Cardinals, right? So, post-Patrick Mahomes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Whenever that happens, hopefully that's 15 years down the road, if the Chiefs get back to what they were with Alex Smith, I don't know how that's going to play in Kansas City. That's a really solid outcome. That was some of the best years that we've seen as Chiefs fans in the last 20. But after Patrick Mahomes, that will feel like a failure. And that's what it feels like for Cardinals fans right now, coming off of what was really the best 15-year stretch maybe in franchise history, at least the modern era of Cardinals history, when they had Albert Pujols in his prime, Matt Holliday, some of the best players in the league. So going from that to, hey, they might be able to win 90 games this year, and that would be considered a huge success coming off of two really disappointing seasons for them. It's just hard to know exactly how you should judge that. And I think for a lot of fans, they've made their decisions of, this is not the team that I grew up rooting for, and I'm super disappointed by it. So yeah, if you want to call that spoiled, I think, yes, they have been. But it's similar to what's happening in Kansas City right now with the Chiefs.
BK, I'm curious, if the Cardinals were in the American League, do you think the vibe around them would be very different? The National League is just much more competitive. It's a lot deeper than the American League. That if the Cardinals were in the American League, they'd be considered one of the favorites to actually go to the World Series.
Maybe. I mean, you've still got the Yankees in the AL, and the AL West is relatively competitive. It would be different for sure, because in the National League, I think you have four teams that are just so clearly above everybody else. Like, you look out at the NL East, and you've got the Mets and the Phillies that are really good. You look in the West, and you've got the Dodgers and the Padres that are genuinely excellent, like World Series contenders. So it's hard to crack into that top four or so. In the American League, it's a little more shallow at the top, but there's still a lot of really good teams. I think the problem for Cardinals fans is it's similar to the AL Central, where every team in the Central Division in the National League is just trying to be the best team in the division, and that only requires you to be so good AL Central is similar, where it's just, it's not the same bar to clear. So why, if you're an owner, are you going to strive for something more, right? We could get into the playoffs and anything can happen, as we've seen.
Right now, we're talking to BK here, learning a little bit more about the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals have been hot of late. They have been one of the hottest teams in baseball. I would assume, based on that, you consider them the favorite going into this series against the Royals, who have been hot in their own right over the last 3 weeks or so.
It's interesting. The Cardinals are going to throw two of their worst pitchers this weekend, and the Royals are, I think, actually a relatively bad matchup for each of them. Andre Pallante and Miles Michaelis are true pitch-to-contact guys. They do not strike anybody out. Michaelis was really bad last year. He's been better lately, had one terrible start, but otherwise it's been mostly okay. You will not see him get a third time through the order, but the first two times, I'm curious to see how he matches up against this Royals lineup. And then Pallante is a young starter that they converted from a reliever. He's solid, but he has had some kind of blow-up outings lately. So those two games, I think there's a severe pitching advantage in favor of the Royals. This series, to me, is going to be about the Cardinals' offense. Going up against Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, and Cole Reagans. Like, the Cardinals' offense has been great lately. They've got a young hitter that'll play a little bit of catcher this weekend, and Yvonne Herrera, who's one of the hottest hitters in baseball. That's really where this series will be won or lost. If the Royals are able to keep them off the board, they keep them to three runs or less, I think the Royals probably win two out of three. If the Cardinals' offense gets going, though, I don't know if the Royals will be able to keep up.
BK, in St. Louis, does this series even register? Is this something that people are looking forward to? Is this a series that Cardinals fans have circled? Or is this just like playing anybody else?
The latter. I don't think it really registers here hardly at all. It's certainly like Major League Baseball is labeling this weekend rivalry weekend. It certainly isn't that. I mean, the Cardinals fans view the Cubs as their one true rival. Everybody else is secondary after that. And I don't think that it's the rivalry at all with Kansas City. I think the only thing that it really becomes is, like, a lot of people will take the road trip over to KC, make a weekend out of it because it's a fun town to visit for a weekend. You could go watch the game in a cool ballpark. But other than that, yeah, no, it's just any other series. It's a nice measuring stick because people here, I think, view the Royals as a legit playoff team. But there's nothing really deeper than that.
I'm curious how St. Louis has adopted American League Baseball, essentially. Like, these two cities, part of what is different is the Royals were in the American League and the Cardinals were in the National League. And people in the National League kind of held to, this is real baseball. And they kind of look down on American League Baseball. Not everybody plays the same brand. How do you like, I guess, having American League Baseball in St. Louis?
I love it because it's what I grew up with, right? But for a lot of people here, especially the older crowd that grew up with Whitey Ball in the 80s, and you had all of the managerial decisions that go along with that, there was some real hesitance to accept it. And I think it took maybe like 3 years to get there. And then the Cardinals brought back Albert Pujols. He was primarily a DH for them. He had a crazy run in the second half where he became one of the best hitters in baseball once again. Right before retiring, he hit his 700th career home run while he was here back as a Cardinal. I think that was the year that people officially adopted, like, okay, this is a good thing for the game long term. And now the Cardinals, I mentioned him earlier, they've got a young hitter by the name of Yvonne Herrera who is really bad defensively behind the plate, like might be on the MJ Melendez career trajectory where it's like, okay, it's probably not going to work for you as a catcher. He is probably a long-term DH/first base option. And that's the case as well for their former catcher in Wilson Contreras. So even just from a roster management standpoint, it really helps for them to have that extra spot available in the lineup. I think fans have really started to understand that and appreciate it. So for most fans, I won't say all, because there's certainly a segment out there that still is hesitant to accept it. Most fans, I think, appreciate it now.
Right now, we're talking to BK here. He does radio in St. Louis, talking a little Cardinals, talking a little Royals. I want to get his thoughts on the Chiefs, too, before we get him out of here. What's your big takeaway from the Chiefs offseason?
I would say, like, you probably couldn't have asked for anything better when it comes to the left tackle position, right? I didn't know what they were going to do with the first round other than, like, if Josh Simmons is there, that's so obviously the pick. It felt strange at the time to pay a left tackle, relatively speaking, starter money, and then to draft a first-round pick above him. But really what they did is, we're not going to get into the same situation as we were in a year ago, where it was Kingsley or bust, and it busted, and they really didn't have an alternative. So at least now, you've got a guy at left tackle that you can trust. You have a future potential Pro Bowl type of player in Josh Simmons, and you just kind of build it that way, right? You give yourself multiple outs. I like that, and that's the most important thing that we all said coming into the offseason. You can't have the same situation at left tackle as it was a year ago. Beyond that, though, man, I think you could have a really good defense. I like what they've done on that side of the ball. And offensively, like, it's just a bet on the receivers staying healthy and being what they thought they were going to be a year ago. So I think they had a pretty good offseason, all things considered. I don't know that it was, like, the sexiest offseason they've had in recent years, but I think it was productive. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think their biggest takeaway was very simple. Last year, we felt like we were going to have a top 10 offense, and injuries derailed us at every single turn. If we can get those guys back and keep them healthy, we think that we're going to have a very good offense. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, and I'll let you get off here because it sounds like the hail is coming, so I want to make sure that you're safe. I was disappointed by the way that they handled running back this year. With this running back class, I thought they had a chance to swing a lot bigger. They didn't do a whole lot in free agency when it came to the position. And then in the draft, they used a seventh-round pick to go get a running back. I wanted them to do more.
Yeah, I understand the perspective, C-Dot. I really do. Because I was somebody that I would have liked to have seen them make more of a splash at the running back position. But if it's just a team that outside of Clyde Edwards-Helaire has never done that. They just don't value the position that way. So I wasn't necessarily surprised by it. And honestly, like, if you think about it, if they get 2 years ago Isaiah Pacheco, aren't they fine? It's not super exciting, but I don't think people looked at it 2 years ago and were like, man, the Chiefs are in a bad way with Isaiah Pacheco as their starter. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. You've got Kareem Hunt back, who can be good on short yardage situations. They do have a guy now that can project to be a potential pass catcher for you out of the backfield as well with their seventh round pick. I think they'll be fine long term. It's really just a bet on Isaiah Pacheco and him coming back healthy.
All right, BK, man, be safe. Stay out of the rain. Take care of yourself, my man.
I appreciate you, brother. Take it easy, man.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.